Greetings to everyone who have come to worship with us. And also welcome those who are worshiping online. In the past week, and if you have followed the current events, that there are many things that happened last week. And we are very concerned. And under the leadership of the 46th president, that we have some concern as Christians. And maybe 24 executive orders that has influenced the way the economy is being impacted. In the first day, and we see that one of the executive order is to stop the Keystone Pipeline work. And that will lose 42,100 jobs. And another executive order to stop the building of the wall between Mexico and U.S., and that would lose 10,000 jobs. And even the interaction with the other international countries, like the China and Iran, is threatening war against the U.S. And some of the high taxes, they are looking to move their machinery and factory overseas. And another thing that is kind of very concerned, there is a group of National Guards that has been mistreated, I believe. That's about 5,000 National Guards. And then they have to stay in a garage, parking garage underneath. And then there is only one plug for electricity and one toilet. And that causes many issues. And the way the government treats the National Guard is kind of very concerning. And there's a question, dear God, when will these things will improve? We ask the Lord, many believers. In Psalm chapter 7, 37 verse 1, do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. And this is very hard for us to understand and to hear. And when we are facing with the situation, this kind of verse is very hard to receive. But what do we think about our faith in God? Last week, we learned about that God still walking with us. Do we feel that God is walking with us still? And today, the title is, God Continue to Bless. Is truly God is blessing us or not? And we have read 1 Corinthians. What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the thing God has prepared for those who love Him. God continues to bless us. But how the blessings of God can give us when the society that we live in is full of non-believers? I'd like to invite you to think about a situation in Israel in the time of King Ahab. That is the time when the king and the people has been going to a place of desolation and spiritual darkness. And then the God has to bring a drought onto the people of Israel, 3.5 years. And this is what is needed, is rain. Only rain can bring life on earth. The trees will grow and the food, the crops will grow to help and among the drought. How could God bless the people of Israel during this spiritual darkness time? And today, how can God bless this world? To bless this world, as well as to bless his people, God needs some intermediaries, the one between God and man. Because God never revenge of the evil person. But God wishes that his people would know him. God will not punish the world, but God wished that people would recognize him. And as the world may know him, and the Bible say, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. That means God bless those who love him. And from those people who have been blessed, then God can bless other people around. Let's pray for the guidance. So see how, what role we play during this time of our society. Dear our family, Heavenly Father, we thank you. Continue to learn your word and see your providence in all situations. You will always walk with us, and you will always bless those who love him. May we see, Lord, that you are using our life. Our faith that we have in you has a value, so that you can use us as an instrument. May we know your word in our heart and reflect upon your word. We lift everything into your hand and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are three things that I want to share with you this morning. The first thing is that God needs someone who prays. Second, God wants someone to understand the word of God. And God wants somebody who can run ahead. So let's examine. First point, God needs someone who pray. To bless the people of God, people need somebody who pray. And the people of Israel in the time of Ahab, they did not believe in the Lord. Not only part of the people, only one third, only half, but the whole people of Israel did not believe in the Lord. But God still wants to bless the people of Israel, and to bless, God would need one person to be an intermediary between God and the people of Israel. And people, God has you, Elijah. Elijah has appeared in a very special situation in verse 17. Now Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to King Ahab, as the Lord the God of Israel lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew or rain in the next few years except at my word. Dear congregation, Elijah means God is my Lord. And the place is Tishbe means is a stranger. It means that God is Israel has become a stranger to the people of Israel. And now, how can God restore the people of Israel? here, Elijah appeared. There's only one thing. And he said to King Ahab, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years, except at my word. When Elijah has been commanded to tell to Ahab, and so Elijah doesn't know when the rain will come. If Elijah knew that God that has made the drought for 20 years, Elijah would be fearful to say these words to King Ahab. But this, at the commandment, he said, the ground will have no rain until God will use Elijah to say when the rain will come. And dear congregation, at these 3 years, God hide to Elijah in a secret place. There is famine in the land. There's nothing to eat there. And the animals and the flocks also die. And the situation in the King Ahab and Israel is facing at that point, and it's even worse than what we are facing today. But still, God wants to bless the people of Israel. One to one day, in chapter 18, verse 1. After a long time, in the third year, the word of the Lord came to Elijah. Go and present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the land. And this is something difficult to do, because after 3 years, Ahab will send out people to capture Elijah. If you have seen Elijah, the servants should capture and bring it to King Ahab. And this is the person King Ahab is trying to find to punish him. To bless an unbelieving people. Elijah was commanded to tell Ahab to bring all the promise of Baal onto the mountain of Carmel. And here, on this side, Elijah is with the Lord only. But whoever responded to the prayer to burn the offering, that is the God. And on one side, the prophets of Baal call upon Baal, the God. Nothing happened. But in the afternoon, 3 o'clock, Elijah make the altar and commanded his servant pour the water on the burnt offering on the altar. And because of this challenge, Elijah wanted to pour water over the offering. And because of his faith, God has sent fire to burn up the offering, even licking the water. And all the people say, Jehovah is God. Jehovah is God. Dear congregation, to express God's love to the people, there is one person. That person must express God to the people. And Elijah has that particular role to bring the people of Israel back from unbelieving to trusting God. Because Elijah has demonstrated how Jehovah was still God. The people recognize God. How about King Ahab? Dear congregation, God still wants to bless King Ahab. Though Ahab, from the time he has on the rain, he did not believe in the God. He put away all the altars of the Lord. And he set up a different kind of an altar in the temple of the Lord. The Lord still wants to bless Ahab. So we don't understand how did God bless somebody like King Ahab who turned away from the Lord, because God is still a God of mercy. We may be angry at the Lord for injustice that we see, that God is blessing those who are not worthy of the blessing. But with God, His attribute is slow to anger and want to bless His people. God told Elijah to meet King Ahab. And in the what the passage we have read, Eli told Ahab to go up to eat and drink. Elijah is a representative of God, an intermediary between King Ahab and the Lord. He has been used by the Lord to let King Ahab recognize that there is a God among the people. God is the God of Jacob, Abraham, and Isaac. God did not want to put away King Ahab. God still wants to bless Ahab, the congregation. What did Ahab do on the note? He came up to eat and drink. Ahab didn't know anything about God. He only went up there to eat and drink. Even that time, Ahab did not show any repentance, though he has witnessed a miracle that God has brought the people of Israel back. Jehovah is the Lord, the people. But Elijah was not despair. Elijah continued to do his work of the Lord, to bring the blessing of the Lord to King Ahab. What the eye has not seen, what no ear has heard, what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love Him. We do not know how God will answer our prayer, how God will work, but we know that God is needing His children to be in the role of intermediary to pray before the Lord. There's a pastor named Tony Campolo. He has a story about being a church in Oregon where he was asked to pray for a man who had cancer. Very serious. And Campolo has prayed, but only to the man's healing. Then, the next week, he got a telephone call from the man's wife. And she said, "You pray for my husband. He had cancer." And Campbell thought that when he heard her use the past tense verb, that his cancer had been eradicated. But before he could think much about it, she said, "He died." Campbell felt terrible. We have been invited to pray. He's been to pray. And after Campolo prayed, the husband died. But she continued, "Don't feel bad, Miss Pastor. When he came into that church that Sunday, he was filled with anger. He knew he was going to be dead in a short period of time, and he hated God. He was 58 years old, and he wanted to see his children, and he wanted to see his grandchildren grow up. He was angry that his all-powerful God didn't take away his sickness and heal him. He would lie in bed and curse God. The more his anger grew towards God, the more miserable he was to everybody around him. It was an awful thing to be in his presence. But the lady told Kampolo, after you pray for him, a peace has come over him, and a joy had come into him. And Tony, the last 3 days have been the best days of our lives. We have sung, we have laughed, we have read scripture, we pray. Oh, they have been wonderful days. And I call to thank you for laying your hands on him and praying for healing. And then she said something incredibly profound. She said, he wasn't cured, but he was healed. He knew the Lord. The husband was never in despair, never anger anymore. And the answer of the Lord is not what we expected, but he always has a positive result. When Elijah went to Carmel, and the scripture said, he bowed down in between his knees. A young child, if he bent down in between the knees, a young child can bend down in between the knees, maybe it's easy for him. But how about you? If you try to put your head in between your knees, I have tried it. I couldn't do it for a long time. Because when the face is as close to the knee, we will bend so hard that it's very difficult. And you will have a headache. And I have experienced that. But in this particular position, did Elijah want to express the humbleness before the Lord? To call on the Lord that to bless King Ahab, Elijah has expressed someone who has humbled before the Lord. Why don't you go home tonight and try to pray with your face between your knees on the ground to pray for the king? Elijah has done so, to lie his face in between his knees. But the value of this particular person, Elijah prayed based on the promise of the Lord. The Lord said, go and present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the land, the Lord said. And Elijah just not pray out of nothing, but because of this promise. This is the commandment of the Lord, to go seeking Ahab, to pray for rain. God requires somebody who can pray to bring the people Israel back. God needs someone to pray, to let Ahab recognize the Lord again. And based on the promise the Lord has given to Elijah to pray. And also, Eli expressed his perseverance during he prayed. When Elijah said, told his servant, go to the mountain and look toward the sea to see if anything there, any sign there. And the servant came back and then come back to him and said, maybe many, many minutes to take the servant to go to there and come back. And maybe it take the servant back and forth 15 minutes. And the servant said, I did not see anything. Elijah was still in the position of having the face in between his knees. Then go and back. Go back there and come back. Do that 7 times. He didn't say, just go there and wait for some sign and then come back and see me. But Elijah said, go back and come. Go out there and come back 7 times. There is something that Elijah understood about the Lord and believing that God would do something. Give him a sign. He said to King Ahab, there is no rain yet. It's always the sun shining brightly. There is nothing to make rain. And the servant has obeyed Elijah and go there and come back 7 times. How much time did it take for the servant to do that? And in the position of praying with his head between the knees, 6 times the servant went, nothing there. There is no sign that God accepted the answer yet. But on the 7th time, the servant said to Elijah, I saw a bump of cloud about a human's hand out there. Dear congregation, there is a relationship between what Elijah prayed and the cloud appear that the servant saw. God has been doing his work. The first 6 times the servant did not see anything. But this loyal servant on the 7th time, he has done it. And God sent a cloud to appear. This is not something not natural, but the prayers of Elijah has been accepted by the Lord. And God is doing something for the people of Israel at that time. The prayer by Elijah remind me about Moses when he was back in the time when people of Israel fighting with the Amalekites. So when Moses told Joseph, prepare all the warriors to fight Amalekites, I and Aaron will go up to the mountain to pray. And the scripture says, when the Moses raised his hand, then the Israel are winning. But when his arm were lower, then Amalekites were winning. And so that Aaron and Ur must put Moses' hand up so that the whole day the Israelites can destroy the Amalekites during this battle. There is a relationship between the hand of Moses with the winning of the people of Israel in the battle. And there is a relationship between someone who is praying to the Lord that brings the cloud. And God has heard Elijah's prayer and the congregation. It is only a small cloud. What can it do? But God is requiring someone to pray. And Elijah is in the place as a pray for a society that is going far away from the Lord with the king that denied the love of the Lord. God is needing you and me to pray for our society is in darkness. Maybe the COVID we are facing, we need to pray. The job, the economy, if God needs us to pray for a society that has lost faith in the Lord, and the government allows the sin to prosper in all aspects of our society, God is needing each of us to pray for those people who are in power that do not fear the Lord. But we still need to pray for our government. we pray for the church as some of us are decaying in our faith. We pray for our church. Who will be the one praying? Who will pray with the Lord? I am here, Lord. Send me. God is needing someone to pray. How do we respond to that? Do we believe that God will change our situation? Do we believe God will reign and He has authority to bless us? If we have faith, be a prayer warrior. The second point, God is needing someone to understand God's way. Elijah told King Ahab, I have heard the rain. There is no sign. There is no wind. But Elijah said, I have heard the rain. And you know, when he saw the cloud only small as a man's hand, he said to King Ahab, please get on your chariot because rain is coming. Everything that Elijah saw is something nobody has seen. They have not heard the rain. There is no cloud, only a small cloud in the distance. How could that be something that tells Elijah rain is coming or anyone else? But Elijah understands how the Lord's work. Today, if we go Walmart to go and buy a mousetrap, an electronic, and that electronic caused a sound, so the mouse or become annoying and escape out of the place. But we couldn't hear those things because those sounds is at a frequency that does not allow our ear to hear. So that means we could hear that sound, but actually the sound is being generated. And because of the frequency that is outside of what we can hear. But those frequencies, the mouse can hear, and they heard, they were annoyed, and they have to hide away from the sound. That's right. With us, we are intermediary between God and our world. We could not do anything imaginary that wants something we wish for dream, but we do something that we know that God would carry that out for us. Our prayer, God can change our world as something we know that God would do it. Because God's answer is different than what we think, but God will make it happen according to what we pray. And those who understand God's way can pray to the Lord for change. Maybe when we're young, learn about the La Fontaine is the one who will go and sell milk. And this little girl tried to sell milk and then bring the milk on her head to go around. And she was dreaming that if whatever the milk she can sell and have, can buy some eggs for the family. And when the eggs can hatch into the chickens and the chicken can grow up, she would sell those chickens and buy a pig. And when the pig can grow up and give birth to many other pigs, and after that, she can buy a cow, and the cow can have the calves. And so she would not be poor and become rich. And she was so happy, and she was dreaming, and all the milk on her head dropped down. Her dream has been shattered along with the milk bottles. With the children of God, we could not hear. We hear what other people cannot hear from the Lord. But that's not some dream. This is something sure when we pray what God can do for our world. That has the people who have ear to hear what the Lord says, and the eyes can see what the Lord can do. Elijah has heard of rain, though there is no cloud, rain cloud up there. He saw the cloud coming, though only a small cloud, but he saw the sky turning black. And he recommended King Ahab, get on your chariots, King, to go now, because there will be rain, large rain, a big rain coming. Dear congregation, to say something to King Ahab who does not believe in the Lord, and there is no sign of the rain. Maybe Elijah is risking his life saying that. But Elijah believed that, continued to say what the Lord had Elijah to say to King Ahab. But to express that there is a God still want to bless the people of Israel, dear congregation. And Elijah made King Ahab to climb onto his chariots. I will give rain, the Lord said. And because of your prayer, in that humble position, he humbled Elijah did before the Lord. From a small cloud, Elijah saw rain coming. And verse 45, the sky grew black with clouds. The wind rose. The heavy rain started falling. And Ahab rode off to Jezreel. The God is the God of faithfulness. And if the intermediary continue to pray, to understand how the Lord works, and we stand in that role to be an intermediary for our society and the Lord, do we believe that God has the authority over our problems or not? Maybe we say, we don't know the Lord yet. But what in our, will our faith be faithful enough to pray for things to change in our world? And before the difficult situation, God has authority to bless this country. Even though we have a government that do not fear the Lord, God is needing somebody who understands the Lord. And he has authority to hear our prayer and improve our society. And point number three, the Lord needs somebody who's run ahead. And then in verse 35, the power of the Lord came on Elijah, and tucking his cloak into his belt, he ran ahead of Ahab all the way to Jezreel. And the power of the Lord came on Elijah, and tucking his cloak into his belt, and he ran ahead of Ahab all the way to Jezreel. From Carmen to Jezreel, maybe about 50 kilometers or 30 miles. Exit 150 from our 285, go to Castle Rock. And that's about how long does it take you to drive there? Just imagine an old man like Elijah go 51 kilometers. It's not easy. But Elijah ran ahead of King Ahab in a chariot. But why? Elijah, an old person like that, can go 30 miles like that ahead of King Ahab. That's impossible. But it did happen, as the scripture told us. Because there is a God that can cause rain after 300 years. And the fact that God is helping Elijah to move that fast is nothing difficult to the Lord. God can do any miracle to express that God is a God of miracle. Jehovah is the Lord, people yell when they God accepted the Elijah offering on Mount Carmel. There is a God here ready to bless the people of Israel during this time. God has done everything because of King Ahab. King Ahab, whether he respects the Lord or not, that's between King Ahab and the Lord. But with Elijah, he has fulfilled the role of somebody who can pray to the Lord, asking for rain after 3.5 years of drought. Elijah wanted to make sure Ahab recognized the Lord through these events. Elijah was not very special. And after that, King Ahab recounted all this event to his Jezebel, his wife. If you do not kill this Elijah, we would not survive. And so at that time, Elijah are hide away. But hiding is not Elijah's job. He must obey the Lord to come and see King Ahab. Jezebel has told Ahab, about the a vineyard, a very beautiful, and his wife wanted that vineyard. But King Ahab, how can he capture that from somebody? But King kept the king. You can go and capture any property of any people he wants. And so King Ahab has captured that vineyard from his people and gave it to Jezebel. King Ahab added to his sinful event. But Elijah was brought by the Lord to face King Ahab. And King Ahab was surprised that Elijah visited King Ahab. Because King Ahab said, has denied you when Elijah told King Ahab of all of his sinful deeds. And Ahab became repenting. And the scripture said Ahab repented. He was regretting. The repenting of Ahab at that time is not enough to save him. But it must be started when God expressed. God is not happy for those who die in their sin. God is happy when the wicked, the evildoer, return and repent. And God is using those who have been receiving the grace of the Lord to tell other people of His grace. Dear congregation, Elijah has played the role of that, the person who ran ahead. But King Ahab hardened his heart until the end of his life. And he died because of a stray arrow hitting his body and hitting the shoulder of King Ahab. And Ahab died because of that string arrow. God wanted Ahab to repent. But Ahab hardened his heart unto death. Dear congregation, we see that this is a difficult situation. Elijah thought that this is a difficult situation. He was running away, fearful of King Ahab. But we read, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles, Isaiah 40:31. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. God ready to bless those who are come into the service of the Lord. God wants someone to run ahead, to be a role model, to run over, to pull others toward himself or herself. Who among us will be that person? Dear congregation, there is a bishop named Leonard Buff. Many years, one day, a lady told him, I want to invite you to my home. There is a secret that I want to share with you. And when this bishop came to her house, and she showed a son, and her son is deformed. He has a big head, but his body was very small. And his tongue is go in and out like the snake. And when the bishop said, oh, my Lord, the bishop exclaimed when he saw this child. But the lady said, dear bishop, God has given me 8 years old now. There is no one who knew. I'm the only one who know. And I am very happy with what God has given me. Because God is the Father who always loved me. Dear congregation, the bishop left the house very surprised about what he has heard of this lady. Facing with a deformed child like this, and she can say that I am very happy with this child because God is a God of mercy. How can the bishop's faith can compare to this lady's faith? In your line of mind, we can be regular person in others, but under the God's eye, you and I can be a hero if we in the position to become an intermediary to bring the life to. We can be an intermediary between God and our society, that we can pray for our situation that we are in. Our prayer can change our world. We can bring this world the joy that we have enjoyed. Just like this lady with a child of 8 years old who is deformed. And so the unbelievers of this world will change their heart because of our prayer for our community, our society, our country. You have to live by faith, the Lord said. Hebrews 10:38 says, but the righteous one will live by faith, and I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. And God wants us if we back off, the Lord is not happy. But if we have true faith in the Lord, do we dare to pray? Do we understand how the Lord works? Or can we be someone as a leader? We have to come close to the Lord. To be a role model for our children. God is needing us. May God bless us and let us be the one who will be an intermediary between the Lord and our community. Let's read together the key verse in 1 Corinthians 2:9. What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love Him. Dear Lord, we know that what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, the things God has prepared for those who love You. We thank You because You have given us those blessings. And You want each one of life to change the world that we are now living in. With the knee allowed to bow down and pray before You. By faith, we seek Your authority. And those who are ready to work as a leader, those can carry on the responsibility as a believer. May You guide us. May our faith not be useless. May we not have the faith just to come on each Sunday, but it's a faith that can move the hand of God. May we have that kind of faith, Lord. Maybe there is someone living close to us to see the love of Christ in us. Maybe prayer can change our society that we are living in. That we are facing many issues of the day. May the Lord please give us our true faith. Because You still continue to bless us. Thank You for this lesson. May we have an appropriate way of life according to Your word. And if our faith rescinded, may we repent before You. We thank You, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.